So every year, when the calendar turns, I do a lesson from this text. It's the same text every time at the early January or late December, depending on how the calendar falls. Teach us to number our days that we may gain hearts of wisdom. I don't know if Moses wrote that, but it was attributed to Moses. It comes from Psalm 90. A few years ago, Brenna posted a YouTube, or actually she got her mom to post a YouTube, and I thought it was very significant, and so I looked all over YouTube, and I found it. It's still there. I guess stuff on the internet doesn't go away. Anyway, so have a watch. Well, even a second time getting ready for today, that video alerts me, moves me, because as I imagine is true for all of us, I want to come to the end of my days on this earth having lived my days well. I don't want to regret that I didn't spend enough time with those that I love. I don't want to regret that I controlled too much, which would be my tendency, or that I relaxed too little. I want to come to the end having grown and not having been stuck in my coping strategy self, my false self, my habituated go-to instinct self. I want to not have been stuck in some habit or another for my days. And I want to have matured. I want to be able to thrive in the difficult times as well as the good times. I don't want to have lived my days bound up by fear, or my go-to strategy is to try my best to go, 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 to not even recognizing the fear from which I am running. And I want to come to the end having lived virtuously. I want to get there having been kind and to have loved well. I want to have been generous and courageous and just and supportive. By the time I get to the end, I hope that my rough edges have been smoothed off so that I can live gently and patiently and graciously. And I want, in those days that I get on this earth, to have pursued deep experience of the divine life. I want to have accessed the interior spirit and to have paid attention to those small, quiet nudges that come from that voice within. And I hope to have experienced the accumulated transformation that comes from listening to those small nudges day after day after day. I want to have learned well. I want to have mastered the two-step dance of the spiritual journey. That's when we're not still Advent. We've got up on the wall to desire and pay attention. Desire and pay attention. I want to have given sufficient measure to spiritual friendships, the communal practices, to soul quietness, the contemplative practices. I want to have been a lifelong learner. And I want to have served the earth well, to have given my gifts to something that is bigger than self. I want to have participated in bettering the earth, leaving it a better place than I found it, and to have done so faithfully, steadfastly and honorably, day in and day out, over the course of these days that I get. And I suspect that those are desires that we all share together. We all want to look back from that last day and to have assessed that we lived well. But our tradition warns us that we don't arrive at that last day looking back in that perspective without giving attentiveness on a regular basis through the course of our days. That's why this prayer, teach us to number our days, that we may gain hearts of wisdom. What that prayer asks us to do is to imagine ourselves on that day, looking back at today, and make our decisions about how we live from that future perspective. That's very difficult to do, because we do get embroiled in the moments of our lives. We do get caught up in the exigencies of the dailiness of life. We do get caught up in the urgencies of the moment after moment, this tyranny of moments that call for our attention, and it is very easy to get distracted and to take our eyes off of the long view. Who will I want to have been when I get there? But those decisions aren't made then. Those decisions are made in an unending series of todays. Today, I make the decision about who I will be then. And so, to help us, the tradition has given us a series of practices. It's why we build regular assessment into the rhythm of our lives. It's why we gather weekly for church. It's why we gather regularly for spiritual friendships. It's why we gather and do the practices together. It's why we build that kind of regular assessment into the weekly rhythm of our lives, in the daily rhythm of our lives, because it is very easy to get caught up in the moment and miss the bigger picture. So our tradition offers us several times during the year to make these kinds of assessments, and one of those is when the calendar changes to a new year. Same thing happens in September, often around our birthdays, through Lent, through Advent. There are times during the year to make these kinds of assessments and to pray the prayer, Spirit of God within us, teach us to number our days that we may gain hearts of wisdom. That's another way of praying this prayer. Open the eyes of my heart. Help me see. Am I living a life that matters? Are these days taking me to where I want to go? Am I living my days prioritizing the things that I prioritize? Are the important things taking place? Last week, during our songs and meditations time, I asked the question, or reflection, what do I want? If I strip away the lesser things, if I strip away the things that my culture tells me I should want, or if I strip away the things my family of origin taught me that I must want, or if I strip away the things that my false self insists that if I don't want, I will die. If I strip away the lesser things, it's a really important question, what do I want? Because in that question we are asking about the movement of the indwelling divine. Stripped of all the lesser false self desires, the essence of desire is the essence of the indwelling Spirit of God. Well, finding those deep desires is kind of key to numbering our days well. It's kind of key to accessing the divine light that is in me yet again this morning. So today, in a roundabout way, we're going to spend a little time together asking ourselves, is this the life that I want? Looking at that future perspective at today, are these the days that will get me to the life that I want? I have a handout here. Bob, if you would help me pass those out. Pearlie, if you would pass these out. And Jeff, if you would pass those out. And what you're going to find when you get that paper is a list of categories of life. On that paper are several parts of the days that we live. They are the people that we are with, the things that we do with our hours, the health that we pursue. And each one of those categories represents an opportunity. Each one of those categories asks the question, here, in this place of my life, am I accessing the divine light that is in me yet again this morning? In this category, in this place, in these parts of my days, am I accessing the divine light or am I getting sidetracked? And if I'm getting sidetracked, how am I getting sidetracked? And so the exercise is simply this. You've got a little thing to write on in the seat back in front of you. Go ahead and get that. And then go down in the read through the list the first time. And you're only going to be working with the first column this time. In the first column, you're going to be ranking each one of these areas in this category. How important is this to me? Some of those categories won't apply to you, and you just put a zero there. This category, how important is it? When I think about what really matters in life, when I imagine myself in that future perspective, looking back, how highly do I rank this one? Scale of 1 to 10, go. Okay, in the second column, you're going to read through the list again, only this time you're going to ask yourself, how much time, how much energy, if it's appropriate or relevant, how many dollars, how much mental bandwidth, how much focus on listening and learning, discerning and growing, healing, pursuing what hasn't happened yet, assessing what has happened yet, how much do I give to this area? Again, 1 to 10, how much do I give to this area of my life? Okay, now the third column is just for math. What's the difference? What's the difference between the two numbers? And however you want to do it, if you might be spending more than your value set, you might be spending less on your value set. So if you want to make a positive or negative, depending on how you do it, maybe you'll use brackets. But what's the difference between the two? Go ahead and just do some quick math. Take a few moments to make a prayer, an informed prayer. It might be that prayer, teach us to number our days. As you see the gap, what you see is something that will inform that day that is our last day, looking back at today. What does it say about your value set? Have you prioritized this the way you want to prioritize it? Are you living the way that you want to prioritize your time? Looking from that future perspective back at today, make a prayer, teach us to number our days. It's a prayer of seeing. It's a prayer of understanding what we do and why we do it. If there's a gap, why is it there? If there's a gap, positive or negative, what is that saying about the way that I live my life? So maybe that would turn into a prayer of a prayer for spiritual friendships, where I can talk about these kinds of things on an ongoing basis. Maybe it would be a prayer for contemplative practice, where I could be less driven by the false self-compulsions that cause this gap to happen. Maybe it's a prayer for the learning practices or the serving practices, being part of something bigger than self so that I don't get caught up in these lesser things. Maybe it's a prayer for the two-step dance, desiring and paying attention. In a moment, I'll pray a collective prayer for us all, but now you take a few moments. This time is for you. Even with the inevitable urgencies of daily life, even with the inevitability of the distractions that come, even with the tyranny of demands that seem to overcome us, nevertheless, indwelling Spirit of God, we pray that ours would be hearts accessing the interior divine, the interior spirit, the interior light that is in us, yet again today. And ours is a prayer that we would see more of our dailiness from the perspective of the last day. That we would see more of our interactions with our people, our interactions with our things, and our interactions with our ideas. We would see more of those interactions characterized by the movement of the Spirit of God that is within us. Be that so among us as we follow Jesus. Amen. Now here's the thing. Turn that one off, sorry. A nice little clip so I could put a piece of paper underneath it and it just kind of hangs down there in front of the air conditioning vent, maybe something like that, so that you could be thinking about these categories. Take some time, take some reflection, have some conversations. That's the other thing, that as we begin to use the brain God gave us is designed for imagining. And imagining is a powerful tool of transforming. So begin imagining what it would be like to live at a different number. Begin imagining where you would go. It takes time, but it's time well spent to log reflecting and imagining and thinking. This could potentially be a very helpful tool going forward to answer that prayer, teach us to number our days, that we may gain hearts of wisdom. So I hope you will. I hope you take that paper with you.